This week on The Marquee, we've got January thrills for all ages. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. If you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews, if you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Chris Pine becomes the fourth actor to play Tom Clancy's most famous character in Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. In the latest reboot, a young CIA analyst must decipher a plot to crash the U.S. economy with a terrorist attack.
Think Like a Man director Tim Story returns with Ride Along, a kind of buddy cop comedy starring Kevin Hart as Ben, a security guard who's forced to go on a ride-along with Ice Cube's James before he'll be allowed to marry James's sister.
Devil's Due is the second of two found footage horror movies being released in January. In this thrilling tale, a couple on their honeymoon experience a lost night of passion, resulting in an unexpected pregnancy with sinister implications.
The animated adventure The Nut Job follows a loner squirrel, voiced by Will Arnett, as he gets a team together and sets out to break into a nut shop in the city.
Opening at the Gateway, Jeffrey Rush, Jim Sturgess, and Donald Sutherland star in The Best Offer, about a lonesome auctioneer that becomes obsessed with a reclusive heiress that collects fine art. Giuseppe Tornatore, best known for his masterpiece Cinema Paradiso, directs.
Well, this time of the year is never really full of must-see releases, but I'll give my pick to Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit. Considering that it was bumped from a holiday release to a January release, my expectations are low, but I'm still holding out hope for Kenneth Branagh's latest effort.
After Ben Affleck's disastrous turn as Jack Ryan in The Sum of All Fears, the only place to go from here is up. But like Kristen said, I'm keeping my expectations low for Shadow Recruit.
Or if this week's new releases don't have you racing to your neighborhood multiplex, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Lee Daniels' The Butler. In this historical drama, Forrest Whitaker stars as a butler who witnesses history through the eyes of the 8 presidents whom he serves.
Chloe Grace Moretz stars in the remake of 1976's Carrie. Directed by Boys Don't Cry's Kimberly Pierce, there's a more feminine touch to this adaptation of one of Stephen King's earliest novels, but that doesn't completely explain why the remake was necessary in the first place.
In Enough Said, Julia Louis-Dreyfus stars as a massage therapist and single mom who falls in love with an average Joe, played by the late James Gandolfini.
Vin Diesel returns to the role that put him on the map in Riddick. Again marooned on a desolate planet and being hunted by bounty hunters, Riddick must survive with the aid of his superior strength and the ability to see in the dark.
The Spectacular Now tells the story of a high school party boy, played by Miles Teller, who begins an unlikely relationship with a geeky good girl, played by Shailene Woodley. It's charming but forgettable.
Your Next is a low-budget horror film about a family being terrorized by intruders wearing animal masks. It's a convoluted horror film filled with wooden acting and unwelcome cliches.
The indie drama Short Term 12 stars Brie Larson as Grace, a counselor at a home for troubled teens. When a new girl moves in, she brings with her memories of Grace's own troubled childhood. A simple story with fascinating characters and moving performances, it was one of my favorite films of 2013.
Rapper Ja Rule and cheetah girl Adrienne Bailon star in the unintentionally hilarious I'm in Love with a Church Girl. It's the perfect movie to create a drinking game around if you're unfazed by the risks of alcohol poisoning.
The documentary 20 Feet from Stardom takes backup singers out of the shadows and into the spotlight. Filled with classic tunes and interesting anecdotes, it's a must-see for music lovers. Well, this week offers a few worthwhile options, but I've got to give my pick to Short Term 12. It may not have a big-name cast or flashy effects, but it's a compelling drama that will stay with you long after the credits roll.
Well, Carrie and Riddick have big-name casts and flashy effects, and are entertaining time wasters that are perfect for a lazy January night.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for teen drama and a new take on classic horror. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
Ever since I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.